Welcome back to it on a Friday, the 6th of September. Good to have you here. In hour number two, we talked at length about red flag laws and about the Trump administration considering using Amazon Echo, Apple Watch, and others to create this thing called HARPA. HARPA, which would be a way to look at your social media and so forth to find out if you should have a gun. My next guest, Steve Doolin. No fooling, it's Doolin on a Friday. Mr. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
All right, so let's talk about this. You've probably heard about this concept. Of course, they're using it in China, and anything they do, I want to make sure that we pattern ourselves after, right?
Oh, certainly.
Well, yeah. Anyhow, so the social media score, for lack of a better way to put it, where they take information found on Facebook and Twitter and how you use your device and all of that will determine whether or not you should have a gun. Now, that is damn frightening to me. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree completely. It's thought crime, punishing thought crime. It's Orwellian. Honestly, Marx didn't even think this deeply about this stuff. But the Marxists that we have walking around now do. And it's all about control. It's all about enforcing groupthink and a sort of standardized view of the world. And, you never know when you're going to be at the other end of this, right? So the folks who are championing this idea are not thinking it through, and you never want to create a power that you wouldn't want your political enemies to hold.
Yeah, social media red flags. I mean, okay, so here's the problem with this I talked about. I mean, you may know this, Doolin, or this could come as a complete shock. I'm a bit sarcastic. That might come as a complete shock to you. I know it's shocking to learn that. Revelation time. And so when you say something completely flippant and sarcastic on Facebook or Twitter, it goes over a lot of people's heads, I've noticed over time.
I often comment on the social media when I see two of my friends who probably actually agree kind of get into an argument because they're misunderstanding one another because one of them was sarcastic. And I say, we need a sarcasm font.
Yeah, exactly. But the point being is if you then trust a millennial, 20s, that knows very little about pretty much everything, they get to decide whether or not Mr. Gruber is safe enough to have a firearm. Good Lord, that scares the daylights out of me.
Well, of any age, there's a certain portion of the population that simply doesn't have a sense of humor.
I've noticed that.
We have them in our families. So we have friends like this, and they simply don't get it. They don't understand that you're joking, and that can lead to terrible misunderstandings.
Yeah. Right over their heads. There it goes. Where did it go? And they're just looking around. What do you mean by that? Why you say that to me, dude? I was just joking. Well, it's not funny. I didn't think you're joking about. Never mind. It's right over your head, dude. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
All right. So here's the thing. So you tie this social media HARPA deal. What do they call this? Health Advanced Research Projects Agency. Health Advanced Research Projects. And tie that directly to red flag laws. Man, you can just go down this road and never come back.
Well, and it is a ratchet that only turns to the left toward totalitarianism. That's exactly
yes.
Right. You can never come back. Freedoms once lost are rarely rediscovered and recaptured. It's unlikely that things are going to get better before they get much worse once we head down this road.
Exactly. So I guess my question to you is, how does the government apply these? Apparently, this is being considered by the Trump administration, using Amazon, Echo, Apple Watch, whatever, to determine if citizens should have the right to own a gun. I mean, do we quality test people on whether or not they should be allowed to speak? Do we quality test people whether or not they should be allowed to incriminate themselves? I mean, do we do these things elsewhere? And the answer is we don't. So, you know.
No, and it's all just part of an effort to demonize guns and gun owners. It's to ostracize, marginalize. This has been going on for our entire lives. There is this strain of sort of thought police that associates gun ownership with all kinds of other undesirable activities like hunting or believing in the Constitution.
Well, clearly hunting is going to be a problem because we need a meat tax. How much is the tax going to be on a deer? Because, you know, Bernie wants his meat tax, the bacon tax, the beef tax. And now, of course, I'm sure the deer tax for being, you know, whatever that is, right?
Well, sure. Yeah. You know, as Reagan said, you know, one of government's basic rules is if it moves, tax it. And I guess that applies to the game animals as well.
If it moves, tax it. Deer, bunny, me, you, bicycles, motorcycles, bacon, whatever they can tax. I'm so upset. I think I'm going to go have a double-double this lunch hour.
Outstanding.
Double meat, double cheese, double bacon. Do it, baby. Live a little. Be an American. Fly high. Live loud and proud. All right, Doolin, what are you doing this weekend?
I will be working.
Yeah.
I'll be teaching the legal portion of a concealed pistol license class tomorrow. And on Sunday, I'll be doing the work around the yard.
Yeah, just don't tweet about any of that because, you know, you could lose your rights as well. All right, Doolin. Have a great weekend, my friend. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. You too.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, attorney, professor. Just an all-around good guy. We like him a lot. Smart guy, and I'm part of the Michigan Responsible Gun Owners as well. You want something free? I got something free for you. A free water test from Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Wolverine is locally owned and operated and delivers statewide. Get your free, that's right, free water test today. It could never be more important than it is today. You've seen the headlines. You get the deal. You want pure water? It starts with a free water test to tell you exactly what you're dealing with. My friends at Wolverine will take care of that for you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, get started right now. Don't wonder about what's in your water. Get pure water. Get on the road to that today with Wolverine. It's the Steve Gruber Show at 25 after.